Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch, Jr. of the Triple E's segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today, I will be highlighting the first of a four-part series highlighting the vendors and entrepreneurs from last year's Black Expo, starting out with today's guests.
David Crabb from the Albany Law School, Law Clinic and Justice Center.
Correct, yes. Right. No, thank you.
So, David,
yes.
Tell me something about yourself.
Sure, no problem. So, yeah, as you mentioned, I'm a staff attorney. I work at the law school's community development clinic. Essentially, what our clinic does is we help support individuals and groups from dominantly underrepresented communities in helping them form their small businesses and nonprofit organizations. So we provide legal services around helping people form their businesses, deal with any contract issues or leasing issues. We help do some research for community groups that are trying to engage in sort of any community economic development related matters. We're a new clinic. We started in 2016, so we're still getting a lay of the land. I'm from downstate, grew up in Washington Heights, Manhattan. I went to Brooklyn Law School, graduated in 2016. But I'm interested in community economic development work, interested in minority-owned business development. So, you know, this type of work is something that I'm very passionate about and interested in.
Yeah. You live in Albany?
And I live in Albany. Yeah, I live in Dalton, in Albany. I've been living here now for going on 2 years now. So yeah.
So why is it important that we support, minority businesses?
Absolutely. Great question. I think it's important to help support the development of minority-owned businesses because they, for the sense that they provide job opportunities, they provide wealth-building opportunities in minority-owned communities. They give opportunities for families to have, to be able to send their kids to college and things of that nature. But it also provides a sense of local pride in the community. You know, if you go to the corner or if you go to a local store and that's your neighbor and that's someone you know, you recognize, you're more likely to support them compared to maybe someone who's not from the community who comes into the community, you know. It gives the opportunity for recirculation of money in the Black community, right? The more money we spend within our community, it recirculates, it gives more opportunity. So it's definitely a great opportunity to help support minority-owned businesses in the area.
So I know you said you're in the legal aspect, mm-hmm. but do you have any family members that have some businesses?
Myself? I don't actually. No, I don't know. I don't have any family members that own businesses. But that is something that actually, inspired me to want to get into this kind of work because of the fact that they're generally, you don't see a lot of businesses owned by minority individuals and communities. So that's kind of what drew my interest more in wanting to continue to help Black-owned businesses develop and minority-owned businesses develop in their communities because, there's so many people in the communities that have great ideas. They just need that support system, to help them develop and grow and be sustainable.
And you have a lot of support from the Albany Law School to go ahead and do this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're very supportive. They want us to be out here at these type of events supporting the community, kind of letting them know about our services. We do briefly go vice clinics in the community, so giving opportunities for people to get one-on-one consultations with attorneys about their businesses and nonprofit organizations. This is something that we're trying to do, trying to get more into the community and help support the community's development and growth.
And what did you think about the Black Expo?
This is great. This is awesome. I noticed a few faces that are familiar from my work in the clinic, so it's great that they're out here and they're able to get more exposure for their services and products. But this is exactly the type of stuff that we need, is more opportunities for Black businesses to be able to market themselves to the community, to be able to connect with each other. And, these are going to be opportunities through mutual conversations that people are going to be able to connect and collaborate and do those types of things. So this is great, and I hope it continues to go forward.
Yeah. So, David, if someone wants to get access to your service or to, you or whatever, how could they?
Yeah, sure. The best way to reach out is through our phone number. It's 518-445-2305. You can also visit Albany Law School's website at albanylaw.edu and check under the Law Clinic and Center, and you'll be able to see the community development link that provides you with a list of the services that we provide, as well as an intake application that you can fill out if you're interested in becoming a client of the community development clinic.
And I noticed in one of your flyers that a Small Business Legal Network Clinic, November 15th. What's that about?
Yeah, so again, this is an opportunity for people who have like questions, legal questions about their business, about their nonprofit idea, whatever it might be. You could get to come in, sit down, and have a free legal consultation with an attorney and get your questions answered. So it's kind of more into the actual, your particular matters, not just something general. It's actually going to give you the opportunity to get your specific questions answered about your business or nonprofit.
Okay, so if you have a small business or have a business question, it's important. You can go to the Small Business Legal Clinic, November 15th, 2018.
Yep.
You can have them about from 6 to 8:30, and you can reach them at...
Yeah, if you want to reserve your spot, you could call 518-435-1770. That's the Legal Projects office, and they'll be able to sign you up for the clinic. And we're doing this in partnership with the Community Loan Fund, Innovate 518, and the Institute of Nonprofit Leadership and Community Development.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And I'm here at the Black Expo, and I have as my guest, Thais Dixon. How you doing, Thais?
Good. How are you?
All right. Thais, tell me something about yourself.
So I grew up in Queens, New York, moved up to Albany maybe about 20 years ago, and just developed this business really this year. The name of my business is Thaiberry Sweets, and it is an edible chocolate and fruit-dipped arrangement company, where we specialize in chocolate-covered strawberries and edible fruits and sweets. I infuse chocolate-covered strawberries with cheesecake filling, as well as apples and a couple other things that I infuse the dipped fruits with.
So how did you get into that?
So the funny thing is, I've always done this as a...
At home.
I've always done this at home as just a gift to bring to a family get together, and then this year a couple of members said, why are you not making this a business? So I did a soft opening in North Carolina at one of my family reunions, and it was very successful. So I came back from my family reunion August and signed up for the Albany Chamber of Commerce Entrepreneur Bootcamp, which I just completed that November 7th with a graduation on November 14th, and that's for local entrepreneurs that are starting a business or have existing businesses to strengthen your knowledge around the base of what really goes behind the work of starting a business. So it's been successful thus far. This is my second event that I've attended as my business, and you can locate me at Thaiberry Sweets at Instagram or on Facebook. I'm currently working on my website to launch. I did want to wait until I had all my legalities in place. So that is the gist around Thaiberry Sweets. I also, to give back to the community, I feature a monthly foundation. And this month, the foundations that I'm featuring are Pancreatic Cancer and Epilepsy Foundation, because I have a daughter with epilepsy. And part of my monthly proceeds, I donate 10% of those. Anything that is purchased for this month, I have the Purple Girls. So any purple-based strawberry, apple, sweet that you purchase, I take 10% of those proceeds and I donate that to the local foundation for Epilepsy Foundation, which is the Epilepsy Foundation of Northeast New York, and then Pancreatic Cancer due to a couple family and friends that I have, and I feature one each month.
And is this a family business?
I am the sole owner.
You're the sole owner?
Yes. Currently, right now, sole owner. And I'm actually in talks with a couple local grocers who want to kind of display.
To market it out
and display them in their stores. So that's exciting. That's an exciting thing that just happened yesterday. I was contacted by someone to actually do a couple different occasions just to see how the product does in their stores.
So right now you're in the Capital District?
Yeah, so I work out of Colony. I utilize local commercial kitchens due to the fact that I dip strawberries in chocolate and I have cheesecake infused, which is dairy. You cannot do that from at home. So I utilize the local VFWs or the Elks Club, and I'm working with one of the churches, can't really mention their name yet, who have a commercial kitchen that I'm able to utilize. And I will be meeting with Troy Innovative next week because they do have a space that they think that they can offer for me to utilize.
Do you do farmers markets too?
So farmers markets, because I just started after the farmers market season, and strawberries are in season a certain amount of time. I am looking into a couple local ones that are upcoming this next spring. But I have done the Food and Farm Business Expo that was that happened a couple weeks ago at the Desmond Hotel, and that's where I kind of received connections with the local markets and grocers to want to display my products. But yes, in the future, farmers markets are definitely.
So how important do you think is it for blacks to get into business?
So my outlook from that perspective, after taking this course, I think it's extremely important. I think this event was very important to Albany because in Albany, you do not see many black-owned companies in black communities. And it's sad to see that we don't push ourselves enough or put ourselves around like-minded people to become successful enough or to even have that person behind you or that mentor to push you to go into something that you're passionate about and to actually create a business. So where I stand in that is I push every person I know from young to old. My young daughter, she writes books. So we are working on her short stories to actually get those published. I start from a young age with entrepreneurship because you make one simple thing and sell it, it can grow.
Okay. All right. So what do you think of the Black Expo?
I think that this is amazing. It actually opened my eyes because I did not realize it was that many in the Capital District. And because we're just hidden and tucked away in these little corners and we don't market out enough, it's very surprising. So I'm very emotional about it because it's great to see so many African-American entrepreneurs, male and female, and there are a couple young kids that are walking around, selling and getting information and learning.
Yeah. And they have Black Expo all over the country.
Yes.
So you think it's really important that we have this every year?
I do believe if we have this every year, your turnout grows every year because it's a word-of-mouth thing. So if all the vendors here tell their family and friends, and they tell their family and friends about the next expo for next year and the year after, this will grow. And I have met a couple people who have come from Harlem and St. Louis to do vendor booths here. So it will attract people, and it will attract African Americans to the Capital District.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Thais.
No problem. Right. Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
Until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.